Hello, my name's Kevin. I'm going to talk about the science and society of lie detection. So for the science part, basically what a lie detection test is, it basically can help read facial expressions and help determine the body language, like how a person interacts with anything. In the lie detection test, people are usually asked a series of questions, and they go by how they answer the question, meaning like with the body language, like do they move, do they sweat a lot, like what happens? And also, like, what is their tone of voice? Like, how do they answer the question? And usually human lie detection is like a humanized polygraph. Like, the science shows the naked eye to see guilt-specific nerves and emotions in a similar way that a polygraph measures heart rate, respiration rate, and sweat. Research has shown that learning human lie detection techniques can help you improve your lie spotting ability up to 90%. For example, in a video I watched, I saw a doctor perform this lie detection experiment on this woman. She was given a slideshow of different faces, like at least like over 200 faces, maybe. She would see each face for like just only 2 seconds, and so it would quickly like switch pretty fast. Then the woman would be put into an fMRI machine, and basically an fMRI machine uses MRI to show brain activity of how the woman either lies or tells the truth by seeing the faces. The woman is put into the machine and is given only 8 seconds to answer if she recognizes any of the face that was shown. So basically, she'll be in there for 2 hours seeing all those 200 faces. So most of the time, she barely knew who the people were, and she lied about it because the brain was so confident answering that question and thinking it recognized that specific human. Like, if it understood it and like saying like they saw it, the brain notices the shape, so it just felt confident and wanted to answer that question. So for the society part, men are usually like the one that usually lies more than a female. And more than 82% of lie goes undetected. And also, a third of all resumes contain false information. People just want to do that because they want to make sure that they're on top of everything, like they feel confident in everything. Like their brain thinks it's right, but in reality, it's wrong. Like people feel so confident of lying that it just helps them make them feel better as a person, or they just want it to go that way in their scenario. So that's basically it about lie detection. My name's Kevin, signing off.